I need you to imagine this for me. Just imagine you're Googling a place to eat, somewhere where you can really have a greedy time, a cheat meal, somewhere you can really not care about what you're putting into your body, just for once. And so you Google buffets near me, and you were surprised to see the search term correct itself to say buffets near me for gainers. And so out of curiosity, knowing that this search device knew you more than you knew yourself, you click onto it, wanting to see what the results would turn up. That's where you see the buffet. One of the biggest buffets in a spot that no one really knew about still, except for the gainers that had been there. It was called Greedy's Buffet, and it was really close. With good prices and a lunch special, you decide to make the drive, not expecting anything spectacular. There weren't that many reviews that were specific, just giving the place 5 stars, the only 5-star rating in town, really. And so you get in your car and drive there. And that's when you see it, something that really makes you excited. You see men in line, waiting for the lunch buffet to open. Fat men. Men that are bigger than you. Men that are even eating in line as they try to finish their outside food before they get in. Looking inside to all the delicious food that they could find. A lot of them so big, they had to sit down or brought their own chairs just to wait outside. And so you join the line. Really, the only conversations that you heard were about food, about how much they could eat, about how many plates they want to clean up. Some of them having shirts that say 10th visit, 100th visit, 1,000th visit. Some of them having badges about the greediest man, the greediest gainer of the night. Just an entire community surrounding this one giant buffet. It was the size of a warehouse, really. And as the doors opened, all the men started shuffling in, getting their seats, putting on bibs, and sitting down on these huge, soft, comfortable recliners. Just these leather massage chairs. The table in front of them was designed specifically to be a tray table if they chose to recline, so they could eat off a flat surface and just relax completely in the middle of a buffet. And no one else thought this was different. No one else thought this was odd. So you just relaxed until you made another observation. It was really more of a conveyor belt than a table, really. With chefs on either side of the conveyor belt, making sure that the food was fresh and not dirty. The conveyor belt rotating around just the island of chefs, all working to make sure that every single meal was perfect. Just these really, really attractive chefs that you would probably find it hard to say no to if they asked you for a favor. So you sat down in your recliner and watched as the conveyor belt moved plate after plate, dish after dish in front of you. They could choose to pick up. Each plate was just freshly made. And when you finished it, there was a little tray rack that you could put a plate down in. So it was all very smooth. And you just felt like you could really focus on eating. But you decided that you were going to go a little bit light first and got a soup and salad, the first one that you saw. And then got your fork and knife ready to eat until that's when you saw the man next to you grab an entire rotisserie chicken and take a bite out of it, munching it and just staring straightly forward at a screen on the wall. You hadn't noticed this given all the other distracting images and men all around you, but there was a screen in front of every gainer in that restaurant. The screen wasn't anything special, nothing too graphic. It was just close-ups of men eating and security cameras pointing to all the other gainers, slowly changing each one. A different man in the room just eating, and just watching the screen just like you. It was so easy to get distracted by that, that you hadn't even noticed that you grabbed something else, and now we're munching on a slice of pizza, still cutting it up, putting it into your mouth, and just eating, looking at all the other men eat, looking at what are they putting into their bodies that make them grow so big, that make them look like that, you think to yourself, and you just keep eating, not even realizing that you're slowly reclining in the chair, distracted by the thoughts of what you would look like on camera. Every so often, you would do a double take and just see whether that grainy photo, that grainy image of that fat man eating was you. While you polished off another plate, not even remembering what was on that one, although it had to be some pastry given the amount of crumbs. Occasionally these ads for all these different foods would pop up, bright and colorful as opposed to all the black and white of the security camera. Really plain ads. You didn't know what they were advertising, no company logo. It would just be orange chicken, rotisserie chicken, Wagyu beef, rice, chow mein, pizza, burgers, something called Boost. And then it would be back to the boring security footage happening in real time. And as you grabbed another plate of orange chicken and a glass of this really creamy milk drink, you just watched and waited to see the ads on the screen. Colorful little ads showing you different types of food, and the security footage showing you all the kinds of ways that gainers eat when they think that no one is watching them. Just unsuspectingly eating plate after plate, seeing more and more of the patrons sort of leaning back and enjoying their meal, completely reclined and relaxed. Some of them choosing to get even more comfortable, taking off their shoes, their socks, unbuckling their pants, unzipping it. You'd almost think that they're about to have sex. But no, they were just there to keep eating and staring at the screen. And as you do the same, you noticed on the screen something shocking. There was one man, in fact a couple, who were now eating without their shirts on, their bellies grown so big and round that the dress shirts they walked in with just popped, and a few just decided to take them off to get more comfortable. I would never allow myself to get that big, you think to yourself. As you keep eating, the screen's now mesmerizing you. You just lose yourself in the shuffle and all the plates of food, not even noticing that the portions are getting bigger and bigger. And you just finish plate after plate, bowl after bowl, tray after tray. And then that's when you see it on the screen. At first you thought it was the person sitting next to you, that really fat man who was biting into a rotisserie chicken. But no, it was you, doing the exact same thing, letting yourself go, become a slob just like him. You rip off a drumstick and slide it into your big fat mouth and suck it off with a pop, almost like a cartoon, the bones picked clean. You've gotten so good at eating, you hadn't even noticed. The camera is still fixed on you, the screen splitting into a before and after. You had more chins, a rounder gut, less clothes on, as you were completely naked, eating chicken and masturbating, so fattened up, so greedy, like the namesake of the buffet. But now you're too fat to fit into your old clothes, too fat to care, so you just kept eating and eating, growing bigger and bigger, because you wanted it, because you wanted to eat all that food. But eventually the fullness caught up to you and you slowed down, slowly getting up out of the recliner, waddling over, so full, so fat, completely naked, walking to one of the waiters asking them, "How do you pay?" And he replies, "Sir, you've already paid with your fit body." And he hands you A shirt that says, I'm one of Greedy's feedies, and shorts that say wide load on the ass. And as you waddle out, wearing those clothes, since it was the only thing that could fit you, the only clothes that you had, your stomach starts to grumble. So you wait in line, wait until the lunch rush is cleared, the cashier reminding you to rate Greedy's at 5 stars to make sure every man knows about this place. And like a good little pig, you do.